Good morning. Welcome to morning worship. We're already at the last Sunday in January and hurtling towards Lent. I don't know about you, but I sometimes think, stop the world, I want to get off. Well, it's good news today and every day that God has provided not just a day of rest every week, but a way of resting, in Jesus. Hallelujah. We can stop and know that place of stillness in Christ. Let's welcome our Zoomers this morning. Those who are joining us via Zoom. So Pat and Norman, Teen, Rosemary, our regulars on Zoom. We might have a few others join us, but welcome. Good to see you. Bless you. Together we are Carey Baptist Church, brought together by God to declare God's praise and to live God's way. Our call to worship this morning, Ephesians chapter 1, these wonderful verses that Paul wrote many, many years ago. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Let's sing our opening hymn. To him we come. To him we come. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, to you we come. You are indeed our strength and stay. You are the one we live in and move in. We thank you that you are with us now by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to come before you, knowing your welcome, your complete welcome to each of us, an unqualified, unconditional love for each one of us. So we thank you that you want to meet with us. You want to encourage and strengthen us. Help us to delight in you, to delight in your goodness, to know your presence now and always. In the name of Jesus, amen. Kathleen is now going to bring us our notices.
Everybody. As usual, the full newsletter is on the side table here with all our notices, so I'll pick out one or two as I usually do. We've had a lovely thank you letter from Christian Aid, which I will put on the notice board. Carey Church, over the year, collected £950 for Christian Aid, but that was split between Christian Aid, Turkey and Syria, and Bangladesh. So thank you to everybody who offered towards that. Are you doing the site? No, okay. Joe Blunden and Colin will be jointly leading a Lent course that will be on Zoom on a Monday morning. If you want information about it and you want to join it, please speak to Jill after the service. And lastly, it's International Holocaust Memorial Day. So St. Mary's Church in the Old Town will be having a service starting at 3 o'clock. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen. We have multiple notices this morning. But we're going to first see a video, which is a thank you video from Bangladesh for our
the women of Bangladesh for the thank you video. It's a time to come on and give a notice, and I've obviously notices myself. So.
আমাদেরকে যারা সাহায্য করেছে তাদেরকে অনেক ধন্যবাদ। তারা না থাকলে আমরা এতদূর আগাইতেও পারতাম না, বা তারা আমাদেরকে সাপোর্ট না দিলে আমরা এই কাজটাও করতে পারতাম না। তাদেরকে অনেক অনেক ধন্যবাদ।
যারা আমাদের এই পত্তন অঞ্চলে ট্রেনিংয়ের ব্যবস্থা করে দিছে বা ব্যবসার ব্যবস্থা করে দিছে তাদেরকে অত্যন্ত ধন্যবাদ। তারা যেন মানে আমরা যদি ব্যবসাটা রানিং চালাই যাই তারা যেন আমাদের পাশেই থাকে সবসময়।
আপনারা যারা আমাদেরকে সাপোর্ট দিচ্ছেন তাদেরকে আমি অনেক অনেক ধন্যবাদ জানাই। ঘটছে এই বছর বলতে যে আমরা এক দলবদ্ধ হয়ে পুঁতির গাছটা শুরু করছি, পুঁতির গাছটা শুরু করি, সবাই একসাথে কাজ করি, প্রতিদিন মজা করি, আনন্দ করি, ওটাই তো আমাদের আমার জীবনে ওটা বেস্ট।
থ্যাংক ইউ সো মাচ।
Sheet. And there are four dates within on the boxes, and I don't want to put any pressure on anybody at all, but I just wondered if anyone had some time on a Friday morning and would like to come and help with toddlers for any of those four dates. You wouldn't have to do all of them, you could just choose one, or if you just want to do a part of one. So I've just listed the kind of jobs that we have. We do setting up from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, being in the kitchen from 10 till 11:30, doing coffees and setting up the snack, singing a music for 15 minutes. That would be a lovely one if someone wanted to come and help me at the end. That's 11:15 to 11:30. welcome at the door if you wanted to just come and welcome mums and say hello and then head off to the shops. Conversations with parents, that's one of my favourite things. coming alongside, just having a chat with the mums. In fact, actually, it's less me chatting, more me listening. But that's a lovely one. That's before the session. Or at the end, just putting away, tidying and cleaning. That's from 11:30 till 12. So there's no pressure. But if anyone wanted to sign up, you could just any or all. And I'll leave it over there. I found a pen. So, over to you. Thank you very much.
Your opportunity to find out more about Tunnel Group, how it's going firsthand. So, just to mention, I forgot to put this on the newsletter, but we have actually got the latest news from the fellowship sheet. So we've got news from Belmont Road and also Grove Hill for February. So that's the sheets there. Okay, I'll just take that there. And just to mention about the listening day, I know some of you have already already put your names down. Now this is a sheet for everybody. To sign up so we can know who can't make it and those who can. That's on Saturday the 17th of February, all about faith and sexuality, those issues. So if you'd like to, I'm going to ask you this to be passed around again. So if you hadn't actually signed up as yet, or you know, you say you're not attending or you are attending, then just put your name down on here and pass it to the next person, okay? So I think that's about us for the moment. Yes. Okay, so if you want to pass that round, that's wonderful. Any other notices anybody like to mention while I'm here? We've got plenty of notices to mention this morning. Yes, I've actually filled in those who are coming. Actually, have said they're coming. Actually, that's right. Yes. No, you don't need to. If you've already signed it, you don't need to. But if you just pass it around, and that's right. Yes. That'd be great. That'd be really helpful. We're going to watch a video now, which is a video about the story of John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. This is John the Baptist.
Hey!
John was the son of a Jewish priest named Zechariah and Elizabeth. John's parents were very old when Elizabeth became pregnant with John. Elizabeth's cousin was Mary, Jesus' mother. When Mary and Elizabeth were pregnant, Mary came to see Elizabeth.
Hi!
When Jesus' mom came close, John's mom felt John jump for joy in her belly.
Wow!
John grew up and became strong in the spirit. He lived in the wilderness and ate locusts and honey. He wore clothes made from camel's hair. John was a messenger of God, and his job was to prepare the way for Jesus. John would go to the Jordan River and preach to people about God's forgiveness. He said that they should be baptized, stop sinning, and start following God's way. Great crowds came to John to be baptized.
Woo-hoo!
Many thought that John was the Messiah, the Savior of the world, that they were all waiting for.
Wait.
But John said, I am baptizing you now, but very soon someone is coming who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And one day, Jesus came to be baptized by John.
Hold on.
John didn't think he was worthy to baptize Jesus at first, but Jesus convinced John to baptize him.
Okay.
As Jesus came out of the water, the heavens opened, and John saw the Holy Spirit coming down as a dove and resting on Jesus. A voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." After this, Jesus began his ministry, and John knew that Jesus would have to grow greater in his ministry, and John would have to grow smaller. And so, John finished his job of preparing the way for Jesus to do his great ministry on earth.
Let me join that retelling of John the Baptist and his first meeting with Jesus.
Thing now, we're going to give thanks to God for the wonder of Jesus' mission. God sent his son is our first song, and then we believe in God the Father as well. But we're going to sing first of all, God sent his son. remind ourselves of that older chorus. We're going to sing another song in a minute, so don't sit down yet, unless you want to sit down to sing this one. Sorry? Oh, this is a video, that's right, yes, yeah, of course, that's right. But just to say, there are some words in that last song, I'm not quite sure, you know, all fear is gone. I'm not sure that's necessarily the case, because actually, without fear, why do we need faith? So, you know, you've got to ask yourself some questions about that. Certainly, perfect love drives out fear. Doesn't mean to say we don't experience fear in our lives still as we walk with Jesus. So it's just important to kind of make that, you know. Anyway, so we're gonna watch a video now. And we're going to sing this next song. Hopefully we know this. We believe in God the Father, maker of the... Stand. Jesus, you are Lord over all. You have the name over every name. So we bring you these gifts along with other gifts given in other ways. And we pray that your kingdom come in our lives, in our town, and in our world. And we pray that your kingdom will come in the lives of children and young people and their leaders in the name of Jesus. Amen. And just before they all go off to Children's Church and Youth Church, just realised that actually Shinny's here, so we can sing happy birthday to Shinny, who's got a birthday on Tuesday, is that right? Okay, right, okay, we'll sing. Anybody else got a birthday we can sing happy birthday to? No, okay, let's sing happy birthday to Shinny. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Shinny. Happy birthday to you. We're glad God made you. We're glad God made you. We're so glad God made you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Woo. Now the children and young people can go to their groups. That's wonderful. Thank you. Oh, really? Okay. I'll believe you. Okay. Okay, over to Shami now, who's going to read to us our first New Testament reading. This is John chapter 1. Okay, thank you, Shami. Morning.
It's taken from Gospel of John chapter 1, from verses 19 to 34. That's John 1, 19 to 34, could be found in Church Bibles, page 1063. 1 John chapter 1, 19 to 34. John the Baptist denies being the Messiah. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied, "In the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize you with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him, and he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one who I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." Praise be to God.
Thanks, Shami. Our next song, "There Is a Voice That Must Be Heard." There is a voice that must be heard. There is a song that must be sung. There is a name that must Raphael is now going to bring us our second reading, 1 John 5.
Good morning, all. Our second reading comes from John chapter 5, starting from verse 5 to verse 12. Yeah. Who is that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came and water and blood, who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. However, believes in the Son of God, accept his testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because we have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Raphael. My talk this morning is entitled "The Other Side." The Other Side. Can't help but laugh at this wonderful story in the first chapter of John's Gospel. Another John, John the Baptist, appears by the Jordan River, and he is baptizing people, although in this account it is not immediately clear or obvious why he is doing this. There is absolutely no explanation of John's practice of baptism. What we see first instead is John immediately getting subjected to 20 questions from the religious authorities. Priests and Levites from Jerusalem turned up to check him out and see what on earth was going on. "Are you the Messiah?" they ask him. "Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet?" And then the Pharisees follow this up with a more searching question: "Well, if you're not the Messiah, Elijah, or the prophet, why are you baptizing people?" These guys don't seem ready to give John the Baptist a chance. But John doesn't appear at all flustered by all these questions, all this critical scrutiny. He's just very open about who he is and who he isn't. He is very clear. He is not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet. He doesn't claim a great deal about himself or about this baptism in water. He has a very simple explanation. God has called him to fulfill the words of the prophet Isaiah. He is to be a voice in the wilderness. He is to call people, God's people, to return to the Lord in repentance. Why? So they can be ready to welcome the one who is coming. The message that accompanies every baptism by John is this: that God's chosen one is on his way. More exciting, John claims Messiah is already among them. Messiah is already among you, that's what he says. Now, so here's some good news for us today. God's chosen one is among us. Jesus is not just on his way, he is here by the Spirit of God. As Jesus himself proclaimed during his ministry, the kingdom of God is among you. The kingdom of God is within you. There is more good news for us this morning, but we'll come to that in a moment. This passage finishes with John the Baptist giving this momentous testimony. He saw God's Spirit rest and remain on one of those he baptized. And then the next day, when John sees the same guy again, he singles out this man in the crowd, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Since the time of the patriarchs, for centuries, nobody among God's people had heard such earth-shattering news. Nothing to compare with this. John declaring, God's Messiah, Savior of the world, is now here. Wow. This is holy ground, right there and right here. This should be plenty enough for us to think about and dwell upon. But there is more. There is more for us to explore here. And there is one apparently innocuous phrase from this story which I want us to think about in particular. It jumped out at me when I read this story again. We are told John the Baptist was at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan. On the other side of the Jordan. That was deliberate. Now you might think, what is significant about that? Those of you who have been and visited the Holy Land and seen the Jordan River for yourselves will know that the Jordan is not a big river. In fact, the Jordan is not a great deal wider than the River Gade as it runs through Hemel. Deeper, yes, but not much wider. So the priests and Levites from Jerusalem could easily interrogate John safely from Israel's side of the river. But the thing is, in order for anyone to have a more personal talk with John, they would have had to cross over to the other side. Those wanting to get baptized would have had to get wet and cross over before they could then be baptized. Getting wet was their preparation for being baptized in God's name. But this is not just about washing before bathing, it's also about perspective. You see, those interrogating John stood on the right side of the river. They never set foot outside of the Holy Land. In contrast, those who saw their need for God were those who got wet. They saw God's promised land from a different perspective. They were able to hear the voice in the wilderness personally. And they re-entered God's promised land as new people from a different perspective. And this is where I remind you of what Boris shared with us last Sunday. Boris from Jews for Jesus was here last Sunday. He talked of the importance of us understanding where people outside of the church are at right now. How in order to build bridges and find common ground, we need to see things from the perspective of those who are outside, those on the other side. Combine this with the results of our snapshot of the congregational survey about carers' priorities in 2024, which you'll see some of the results up there on our board, and you arrive at a very clear message for our church. And it's this: Carey needs to find heart-to-heart ways to reach out to our local community in 2024. We need to find ways to reach out to those around us and our local community this year. To your colleague at work, to your neighbor, to your bus driver, to your postman or postwoman. God is calling each of us to reach out in the name of Jesus. And I believe God is calling us to form what we might call a community outreach team to lead us in our thinking about sharing the good news this year. God is calling us to find effective ways to build bridges with those who need God around us. And perhaps you might consider joining this new team. I believe this is one possible application for some of us and for all of us from today's story. The challenge of some of us for forming a community outreach team, and the challenge for all of us to open our eyes and our hearts to think outside the box, to think about those on the other side, to understand those who feel alienated from and apart from the church, and like those who stepped into the Jordan, to launch out and take a step of faith in the direction of God and God's voice in the wilderness. And there's more good news for us here, like I said. Often we feel ill-equipped to share our faith with those around us. But if we begin to understand ourselves more, we can begin to understand others better too. One of the questions directed at John the Baptist is this one: what do you say about yourself? What do you say about yourself? And this is the question which unlocks John's message to the crowds. The beginning and end of sharing the good news of Jesus is sharing something from our own hearts, from our own experience. Sharing God's love for us and for all. What can we say about ourselves? There is much each of us can share about the goodness of God to us. But let's stay with this story for a moment, this story in 1 John, as well as the passage from 1 John 5 you heard earlier. One of the things we can't have missed from this story, John says this not once but twice, and he uses exactly the same words. So it's hard for us to miss, really. I myself do not know him. This is what John says of Jesus. I myself do not know him. And here's where each of us who love Jesus have an advantage on John the Baptist. Each of us knows Jesus. We know his voice. We know Jesus as our good shepherd. And here is good news, perhaps especially for some of you here. If you have yet to make a personal commitment to follow Jesus, you can do this today. There's nothing to stop you from taking a step towards God this day. Yes, it's a step into the unknown, but I can reassure you, you won't regret taking this step towards Jesus. I did it over 40 years ago, and it's the best thing I ever did. You can pray a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me, make me new. I want to follow you. Lord Jesus, forgive me, make me new. I want to follow you. Simple words, but profound. And I ask you to talk to me or another believer after the service if you prayed this prayer, or if you know that God is doing something new in your life. Whenever anyone comes to God like this, they too will know what it is to receive God's Holy Spirit. Like Jesus, we can know God's Spirit coming to rest on us and live within us. This is the only way it's possible for any of us to follow Jesus. With the help of God's Holy Spirit, that's how. That's how we follow Jesus. That's more good news for us. So threefold good news this morning. We can know Jesus. Amen? Amen. We can experience the gift of God's Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. We can know that Jesus poured down his blood for us on the cross. Amen. So 1 John 5, just to say, here we go. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. Spirit, water, and blood. Those three are in agreement. Do you want to overcome the world? I challenge you and encourage you. If you want to overcome in this life, believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Then you will know what it is to overcome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's be quiet for a moment as we reflect upon what God might be saying to us from these stories, perhaps from something that you experienced this week. Let's be quiet. To join together now in singing the Lord's Prayer as we prepare to pray together. Let's sing this prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Father God in heaven, Father God in heaven, Lord most high, hear your children's prayer, Lord Most High. Thank you.
Please be seated.
Let us pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we proclaim you as our Lord and Saviour. We believe you to be God's promised Messiah, and we preach the gospel of your cross and resurrection. Yet how often do we or others really listen to your message? Your message that challenges and disturbs, that calls us to a life of self-denial and sacrifice, that speaks of justice for the poor, liberty for the imprisoned, hope for the oppressed. Lord Jesus, help us to hear not simply what we want to hear, but rather what you would say to us. Heavenly Father, remember those who've been in hospital recently and maybe still there. We bring to you Graham Tompkins, Tony Seth, Lord Jesus, remember those who've recently been through operations or going through treatment or awaiting tests. We pray for Christine Phillips and her husband, Alan, who is currently in hospital. Pray for Norma Richards. We pray for Hillary. We pray for Tamsin's uncle, Adrian, in hospital, and his daughter, Sorrel. Holy Spirit, remember those facing particular challenges at the moment. We pray for Andy Brown. We pray for Ken Gardner. We pray for John Neal and his family. We pray for Derville and Gwyneth Richards. We pray for Margaret Dolling and family. We pray for Anne and Tony Upton. We pray for Janice and Trevor Breckel. And now in a time of quiet, we bring to you others known to us who are on our minds and hearts. We pray that you would meet with them, speak your peace to them, and lift their burdens. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for being present among us today. We thank you for hearing our prayers. Amen. Our closing hymn, we have a story to tell to the nations. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Heavenly Father, equip us by your Holy Spirit to share your wonderful love today and in the coming days. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.